What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Tone Zone. I know I've mentioned it like a bunch of times in episodes I never uploaded, that I was going to change the name, and this is one that I'm finally going to upload, so I figured I'd give you a little taste, you know? Not a little taste, it's because I've been so fucking busy with like so much shit going on, is that it's fucking work and school now and everything, and there's just so much fucking shit going on. But that's no excuse anymore because, you know, where I work right now is open but not open to the public, so it doesn't really matter because we just go into work. We just process orders all day, which is a lot of fun. You know, I really enjoy doing that. My favorite part is processing orders that are, you know, 8 or 9 pieces of clothing. I don't know why somebody needs that much, but, you know, it's not my business to say. Oh, well. All right, hang on. I got to make it a little adjustment here and up my sensitivity so y'all could hear me because I'm currently looking at my computer screen right now as I'm recording, and it's not looking real good because to me what it's looking like is that it's looking a little low, which is unfortunate, but, you know, I'm going to do my best for you guys here. This is my first time back alone, so that's interesting, and, God, it's been so long, like, I'm so not used to this, and it's going to take me a little while to get back into it, so the first few episodes that I get out to you guys are not going to be great, but I'm going to do my best to keep y'all entertained, because, you know, that's what I'm here for. So there's a lot of things to talk about. It's going to be tough because I don't have a guest, so it's just going to be me. So you're going to have to listen to me for as long as I feel like talking until I pass out because I haven't eaten anything yet today. What I did do today was I went out for a walk in this, you know, 60-70% humidity and like 85 degrees outside weather, and you know, I finished my walk, and I came home and felt like I was going to pass out, but I took a shower and I drank some water, so now I feel better. So that's good. Other than that, all right, let's get started. Let's get into some stuff here. So the biggest thing that's probably on everybody's mind is coronavirus. Yes, I'm recording this well, here's the thing, right? I meant to record, like, in the midst of this being really, really bad, but luckily for us, it's becoming, like, it's not as bad as it was a few weeks ago, or 2 months ago, whatever it was. But here's how it went down. So, I have been home in my house since, how long have I been home? Like, since the second week in March, I think, which is quite a long time. And during the midst of it being, like, as bad as it was, like, I was home, like, literally doing nothing. So the only thing that kept me entertained was, luckily, I was still in school, but it was all done remotely, which is pretty funny because you don't really have to do very much. All you have to do is kind of sign in. And, you know, unless a teacher is talking to you directly, you don't really have to be paying attention. You just got to have the screen on, have the volume on. You could be fucking, I don't know, like, away from your computer screen or whatever. Like, I don't know how many times that I was on and I was like playing Xbox or doing something else or like browsing something on my laptop. But, you know, that's not important. But, like, oh, God, like, I have to say, like, it was so bad. Here's the thing. When it first started, I was like, oh, man, like, I knew it was bad because, like, I started prepping for it even before things got as serious as they did because, like, once I heard this thing broke out, I was like, it's only a matter of time before it makes it here. And once it makes it here, it's not that it's all over, but it's going to get pretty bad because, you know, New York is such a densely populated area, or especially, you know, the 5 boroughs and everything. So it was only a matter of time before it got really bad. And then it got really bad. And, you know, I just was like stuck in my house, just doing schoolwork all the time. I was like doing schoolwork. I was like on Xbox and a little bit of PlayStation here and there. But other than that, it was fucking, like, I thought I was going to go mad. The only benefit for me, at least, and I'm sure this goes for other people as well, the only benefit for me was that I was able to, you know, I was able to work on my cooking and baking skills which were pretty good. You know, I did a pretty good job with that. I made a lot of tacos. I made a lot of tacos, which was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that. That was a lot of fun. Made a lot of tacos. I made fried chicken a few times, which came out so fucking good. Like, I'm telling you, it came out, it was delicious. Like, I'm so tempted to, like, if I could make that, like, once a week, I absolutely would. But I then weigh, like, 300 pounds by the time I, you know, like, after I finished eating all that. Because it's, it'd be a lot, but goddamn, was it good. But, you know, it is what it is. And I also made, to get this, right, I made French rolls one day, which never in my life have I taken the chance on making bread. And I was like, you know what? I ain't got shit to do. I'm going to make some bread. So I pulled up a recipe. I think it was on, like, All Recipe or something like that. And I just, like, fucking, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to make them. I made them, and they came out so fucking good. Like, you know, like, when you go to, a nice restaurant, or, like, when you go, like, I don't know, when you have, like, a catering event or something, and, like, not a catering event, but, like, when you have, I don't know, fucking, my brain's not working right now, but, like, if you go to, like, a catering hall or something like that, and, like, you know, they throw bread on the table, it's like those, like, little pockets of fucking bread, you know, like the little bread balls, bread rolls or whatever the fuck it is. It's a bread roll, you fucking idiot. Get it together. It's a roll. And, like, it came out, like, perfect. Like, I was like, oh my god, you can serve this in a restaurant. Like, I popped it open, popped a little butter in there and let it melt. Oh my god, it was so, so good. And I did make cookies a few times. I gotta give a shout out to the Binging with Babish for his cookie recipe. If y'all never seen that video, you should go check it out. It's really, really good. It involves brown butter, a lot of butter, to be honest. It's fucking two sticks of butter in a batch of cookies, but it is most certainly worth it because they are the best fucking cookies I've ever made. And everybody that's had them thinks the same. So that's really good. Other than that, I haven't really been cooking much, but now we're kind of getting a little bit safer, not safer, but we're kind of getting a little bit more laxed getting food for the house. Like, sorry, I gotta turn my headphones down, it's too loud. So we've been, you know, it's been a lot of, let's see, what did we get? Oh, we had, like, pizza a few times, so that's been okay. But to be honest, like, this, throughout this whole thing, like, I've maybe had takeout, like, five, six times, maybe. Like, it hasn't been a lot. Like, I've been trying to stay away from the takeout and the fast food and everything, but goddamn, you know what I could really, really go for right now that I haven't had in a long time? Like, I could really, really go for, like, a Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich, but, like, not just that, like, two of those and, like, a large fry and an iced tea. Like, that, by the way, yes, that is a regular Wendy's order for me, so if you want to call me fat, you know, you might as well start now. But no, it is, like, so, so fucking good. I'm craving it so bad. But I did get my fix not too long ago with my friend and I. We went to our one of our favorite wing bar spots, which was really good. And they're doing takeout, which is good. But here's the thing, right? Going back, now, this is all going to loop back. It's getting there. You know, I haven't hit it yet, but it's going to get there. So here's the thing, right? New York right now, I think as of today, right, which is, I think today's June 26th. I'm sorry, I'm going to check my phone really quick. I don't like to do this. All right, yeah, so it's June 22nd, right, today. So I think as of today, correct me if I'm wrong, as of today, it has shifted into phase two, which means, like, more businesses can open with restrictions, obviously, and then and whatever else is involved. So, but before all, like, before this happened, like, maybe, I don't know, a week ago, we went to the spot, and they, you know, this place is in Long Island, which has been in phase two for a little while, which is more like outdoor dining and stuff like that. So this place that we've gone to, they've never had outdoor dining, like, ever before. And the first time we go, and they have tables set up outside, but they're not set up, like, 6 feet apart. It's like a table and chairs and another table and chairs, and it's like, there's still people sitting at each table. It's like, you're not socially distancing these people, you're not socially distancing these people. But You're not keeping these people apart, and God forbid one of them has it. Now everybody, I mean, yes, I get it. They're out in the open. But still, like, we still have to, like, it's not over. This thing is not over yet. It's not going to be over until there's a vaccine and I could go to the fucking doctor and go get it. Like, it's not over yet. And we can't treat it like it's over, because the moment we start doing that and the moment we get too relaxed, it's going to spike back up, and then everything is going to get shut down again for God knows how long. And we know we don't all want that. Like, here's the thing, right, is that it was so weird when this all went down, and it was when it was at its worst, and you would go outside. Not that it's any different now. People are still wearing masks. But you would go outside, and it was fucking, like, when this was really bad, like, at the peak, right, it was, like, fucking quiet outside. Like, there was nobody outside. Nobody walking around. If you're walking around, you got a mask on. Like, the only time I was ever outside was to walk the dog. But, like, I went out in my backyard. But, like, on the street, there was, like, it was quiet. Like, there was no, like, very few cars on the road. Very few people walking around. Like, it was serious. It was very, very serious. Not that it's not serious now. Like, it's still... Oh, my goodness. Excuse me. It still should be treated, you know, as serious as it was when it first started. But, you know, obviously people are not going to do that. They're going to, you know, they think just because we're shifting into the, you know, we started shifting into the phases and now we're in phase two, they'd be like, oh, well, fucking, I don't need to wear a mask, blah, blah, blah. It's like, nah, man, like, you're, like, just doing that, you're just really going to fuck everything up for everybody else. Like, that's, it's going to be a real fucking issue. You know, if people start doing that, like, that's a real problem, because, you know, all it's going to take is, like, one fucking person, man. It's going to take one fucking person to be in a crowded area that has it, and then it's going to spread, and then everybody in that area is going to get it, and it's not going to be good. It's not going to be good, man. You can't take this lightly. Not that it should have been ever taken lightly, but now the fact that we're shifting and things are getting better, like, now is not the time to be relaxed. Like, you should still wear your mask and do everything. Like, wear your mask. Like, I don't really suggest wearing gloves, because the problem with people wearing gloves, right, is that you wear the gloves, you don't clean them, right? Which then means you're just transferring whatever germs you just touched on that surface to whatever other surfaces you're touching. Like, if I wear a pair of gloves, like, I wear the fucking, I don't know, like, the nitrite gloves, like, the non-latex ones. And, like, when I come out of a spa, like, I sanitize the gloves, because it's like, I don't fucking know what's on them. I don't want to spread that to anybody else. Or what I do is immediately when I get outside, I take them and I throw them out. By the way, one thing I'm going to tell you guys that, like, really fucking pisses me off is that it's like, like I said, things are getting better, but they're not, you know, it's not gone yet. It's not gone yet, which means it could still has the possibility. God forbid it spikes back up, but it's still possible. The thing that pisses me off the most, right? Why are your masks and gloves on the floor? Why are they on the floor? Like, they should not be on the street or whatever. Because, like, yo, we're trying to stop a pandemic here. The fact that your dirty mask or gloves are on the floor, that's a real fucking problem. Because, God forbid you have it, and somehow that shit gets spread around, like, then we're fucking back to square one. And yes, I know I'm talking about it a lot, but it's a pretty big issue to have to talk about, because a lot of people didn't fucking take it seriously. A lot of people didn't take it seriously. I took it fucking seriously. Like I said, even before this shit got bad, I was taking this shit seriously. I was, like, washing my hands constantly and, like, hand sanitizing. It's like, yo, and here's the thing. The funny part is that people say about this kind of stuff is, like, what were people doing before this? So it's like, yeah, people wash their hands, but not as frequently as they, you know, I guess not as frequently as they should. But, you know, they wash, you know, whatever it is, like, they, you know, you wash your hands a few times or whatever. It's like, but now it's like with this fucking thing is that you have to constantly wash Purell and everything in your hands. Like, it's bad, man. Like, it's not as bad, but it was bad. It was very, very bad. Another thing about this whole thing is that I fucking hate going to the supermarket. Like, I cannot stand going to the supermarket. So the other day, right, my friend and I were like, why don't we make tacos? Yes, I'm talking about tacos again. If you don't want to hear me talk about tacos, skip to later in the episode. But I'm going to talk about tacos, and you're going to sit here and like it. No, I'm just kidding. But we went to Fairway, right? Because we were like, why don't we make beef and fish tacos? Because he found a recipe on Bon Appetit for fish tacos, which were so fucking good as well. Yeah, that's it. I'm bragging about our cooking. We fucking did an amazing job on that. And like the sauce we made and everything was really good. Anyway, back to what I was saying. So we go in. So like, you know, I drive up to the place and we always park on the top level and go down. And by the way, he made fun of my tote bags because I had tiny tote bags in my car. So that was pretty funny as well. But they're like so fucking tiny. You could fit like like the stuff that we were getting. We definitely should have had a bigger tote bag. But to be fair, we made it all fit, you know. We made it all fit. It was at the brim, but we made it fit. That's all that matters. I mean, as long as that shit gets from inside that store to my car, we're good and nothing hits the floor. Anyway, as I was saying, so you pull up to the fucking supermarket, right? Then what you got to do is, all right, do I have my fucking mask? Do I have gloves in the car? Am I going to even wear the gloves? Do I have my hand sanitizer? Do I have everything? Make sure I don't bring my phone because I don't want to fucking... I have to take a breath. Like, am I going to bring my phone? Because, like, do I want to touch it while I'm in the store? I got to sanitize my phone when I get out. Yeah, I understand. I say sanitize very funny. But it's a whole fucking ordeal when you go to the supermarket or even, like, anywhere. Like, you go to the supermarket, the pharmacy, even the bank. Like, yo, there's so much fucking shit you got to do. So much shit. And it's like, the fact that this is now because, I mean, like, I don't listen to me. Like, this is still not like it's becoming the normal, but it's still not normal. Like, we should not have to function like this. But because of what's going on, obviously, we're going to have to, you know, we're going to have to do this until there's a cure. So to make sure it doesn't happen again, you know, the last thing we want is for it to spike up again. And, you know, we're back to square one because we don't want that. Nobody wants that. And that's what's happened. Like, there have been quite a few states that opened too early that have had a major spike in cases. Like, more cases now than, like, when this whole thing was, like, at its worst. Like, can you believe that? Like, that's fucking ridiculous. How does that happen? But that's what happens. You don't pay attention. Like, people don't pay attention. They get too relaxed, you know. And I know that's definitely going to happen here because that's the New York mentality. Is that it's going to be like, oh, yeah, like, fucking, we beat COVID. Like, we beat coronavirus. Like, we don't have a fucking issue now. Like, we can go back to the way things were. It's like, no, you can't. You can't go back to the way things were until there's a vaccine, which is probably not coming until, like March or April of next year. So, like, you really got to play it safe. Like, you still got to be safe. Like, yo, when I go to work, right? When I go to work, I got to wear my, obviously, I got to wear my mask to go inside. Right, I gotta sign into where I work. Right, and they gotta keep track of everybody. Then when we're working, is that everybody's gotta wear a mask, and usually most of the time it's me and two other people, and we're all wearing our masks while we're working. You know how uncomfortable that is, and yo, listen, like, I can't talk for like people that are on the front lines there that are fucking nurses and doctors that were dealing with the brunt of this when it was like really fucking bad, like. I can only imagine, like, I saw pictures of people, like, that will wear those masks, and they'd fucking have bruises and, like, fucking scratches and rashes on their face. Like, listen, I don't work that job, but I can only imagine how painful that is, and I'm fucking bitching and moaning about wearing a stupid bandana on my face for 9 hours, and you have to wear a face guard and a fucking, like, a, you know, whatever, an N95 mask, so I definitely applaud you for that. I'm just being a little bitch and complaining, so... I really appreciate everything in that field does. So keep doing what you're doing, you know? Anyway, what else did I have to say about COVID? I don't think there was anything else. Oh, well, now, it's funny. What I was going to say is like, back to what I was talking before, the way it was like fucking ghost town in my neighborhood. Now, and it was so funny because when I got called back into work, I think it was maybe about a month ago, maybe 5 weeks ago, right? I got called back into work 5-6 weeks ago. Man, I would drive out to work and there'd be nobody on the road. Now, man, traffic's getting bad. I forgot what traffic was. for a little while there. And I'm from New York, which is like the worst fucking place for there to be traffic. Like, shit. You want to go fight traffic? Go be on Queens Boulevard at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah. You want to go nuts? Yeah, go do that. But it is what it is. But now, fucking with everything opening back up, man, things are getting rough. It's so too much traffic. Too much traffic. And I know there's going to be a lot of foot traffic now. And it's just, it's not going to be good. But it is what it is. There's not much we could do about it. You know, it's going to be a lot of, it's going to be a lot of baby steps with this kind of stuff. You can't go too fast head first into this fucking thing. You gotta ease into it. And that's what New York's been doing, you know, which is good. You know, at least New York City, Long Island's doing their own thing. But New York City has shifted. We just shifted into phase two, and it's been pretty good. It's been pretty good. So I'm hoping that this, because my worry is, right, is that with this, is that when it hits, like, I don't know, probably like October, November, maybe, I'm afraid that there's going to be a resurgence, and it's going to be mixed with like the flu, and it's going to be tough to identify. You know, it's not going to be, it's not going to be easy, because a lot of people might come in for, like, they think they have the flu and they actually have COVID, and then then this whole thing starts back over again, and then we're stuck in our house, you know, for a prolonged period of time in the winter, which, you know, that's my biggest worry, is that there's going to be a spike again around that time, and it's not going to be good. But I'm hoping that's not the case, but I'm just saying it now. I think it's a pretty big possibility about what's going to happen, but I really, really hope that doesn't happen. You know, I'm praying it doesn't happen, but with a place like this and with so many people, it's not going to be, I don't know. It's tough to say. I really don't know. I don't know what it's going to be, but I hope it stays where it is and it continues to be on the decline, and that it won't surge back up again. But, you know, what are you going to do? You're not going to do anything. Not going to do anything. What you're going to do is going to hopefully sit home, or, you know, sit outside in your backyard if you have one, or sit out on your patio and just enjoy what you can while the situation is what it is. You know, you can only do so much. You can only do so much to, you know, keep yourself safe and keep everybody safe. But continue to keep yourself safe. Don't be a fucking idiot. You know, oh my God. Here we go. Another side rant here. Another thing that I cannot stand is people that wear the masks under their nose. What are you doing? What are you doing? It's not a chin guard. It's a face mask, not a chin guard. Like, fucking, I don't know how many people I've seen, right, that wear the mask underneath their nose. It's like, clearly you're not understanding what's going on here. Like, clearly it has not sunk in with what's going on. Like, it's not getting in your head. And then, not only that, there are also people that refuse to wear masks because apparently they know their own immune system. You know what should happen to those people? And yeah, I'm going to say it. And if you got to, you know, if you don't agree with me, then that's fine. But the people that refuse to wear masks and think this whole thing is fucking bullshit and it's infringing on their rights because I got to stay inside because of this virus. I'm protesting the virus. How the fuck are you protesting a virus? You can't even see the fucking thing. How are you going to protest? Are you protesting the virus, or are you protesting the fact that you have to stay inside to prevent you from getting sick and dropping dead? Like, tell me, really, what are you protesting? But any of those people that are out there protesting that, right, they say they are infringing on my freedoms and I don't want to stay home, they should get firsthand exposure to COVID, right? Not only should they do that, then they should not receive medical treatment. That's what I think. You think your immune system is good as it is? You don't have to wear a mask and you're going to be out here and protest? Okay. We're going to give you a firsthand exposure to COVID, and we're not going to give you any medical assistance. Go ahead and fight it off on your own and then see how well you do. I'm sure more than half of those people would probably drop dead, which might improve the American IQ. But that's a story for another day. Oh, well. But it is what it is. But I'm at about, let's see, what is it, 25 minutes here? And I don't want to keep saying and into the microphone because I'm sure you guys are tired of that. But this is going to be, I'm going to be honest with you guys here. I'm going to try my best to upload at least once a week because I've been wanting to get back into this for a long time. And I have a few episodes sitting on my laptop that I have to upload, which I'm sure will come out soon. You know, I'll release those as a whatever, like lost in the files, quote unquote. But no, I will most certainly get back into doing this because I honestly miss it. I miss sitting here and talking to you guys, even though I'm not physically talking to you, you know, face to face. But, you know, and I do appreciate, you know, you guys listening because, well, I also don't know how many people are listening anymore. It's been quite some time since I've checked any of those numbers. But if you are still listening and have previously been listening to, you know, older podcasts, because the last time I decided to upload something was 2017, you know, and that's the funny part. I have other episodes recorded that were like recent, and like recent, I mean like 2019, not 2020, but like the last uploaded episode was 2017. So I got to definitely get back into it. So I'm going to do my best and I'm going to start coming up with topics to talk about, other than COVID because, well, I mean, that might change based on what's going on here. So I'll have to see what's going on because, you know, the next time I record an episode next week, things might be different. Or they might be, you know, they might be different. They might be worse. They might be better. I don't know yet. It's tough to say. But I think I'm going to get back into this and give you guys some good listening content because I got a lot of things on my mind that I feel like you guys might want to hear about. Or not. I don't know. It depends. I don't know. You might want to listen or you might not. I don't really care. I'm just kidding. I do care. I care very much about everybody who listens. But I think that's about it. So I'll see all of y'all in the next episode.